Fine, it's been should. Mechaber starts off Eichel Pochus Mikazayis Bemi Pas Bemi Shah Eichlin. The lesson Mikazayis Pas for Shah Eichlin Vashaysa Pochus Vivius. So make Tchila Bracha Relay Seymen. You make a Bracha Rishayna on a Seymen. Mashing a Bracha Chmini Yom make. What's you said a Davi? You said a Davi is that Bracha Rishayna, it's Asla and Islam is Abelay Bracha. It's, you need it's like percussions or so, so swach. Therefore, even if there's no shir, you have to make a bracha. Zoktais dach bracha shal achrav bin shir. The more says the butzay shir is dach bracha lachreina. A bracha rishon if you bracha shir, the also them zem lay bracha bein echi bein shtia. But bracha lachreina, one would need a shir. And the bracha rishayna does not need share bracha chavina. Bracha chavina doesn't need share. Now the place to discuss. Let's say you have something pachas mikasher, but you have a share with siruf something else. For example, if you have a chatzi zayis from shivus aminim, and you have chatzi zayis of something which is not shivus aminim. So Shaila is, do you say that, you know, one bracha is Brian of Fashis, the other one is Alaitz, and neither of them have a shear. So one side you can say is that maybe you shouldn't make a bracha. There's no shear. There's no shear. Therefore, maybe you should make a bracha. Well, the Magavar brings down that if you have two things, one is higher than the other one, is a higher level of chiyav than the other one, so they would, yes, be mitzaref to the lower shear. And you go to, and you go to, and you make a bracha. Definitely, chatz zayis shivus aminim, chatz zayis achim, bracha b'nefashis, yit b'nefashis. Who would then be chatz zayis pas? Chatz zayis dover bracha b'nefashis. Over there, they're going to be mitzaref. What's the reason they're going to be mitzaref? So the shatzim presents of kadam beis. Maybe we'll like to read that even pachus zayis, you always make b'nefashis. Tosfos wrote down it's sad that even pachus zayis always make b'nefashis. Re'ayimer. That if he less than a share, you should make one of fashas. Because not a bracha chashuvi, even less than a share, you make a bracha. So for that, sign number one. Sign number two is that the Machs Shekel says, and lumdis be'etzem, something which is ala eitz, or something which is ala michya, be'etzem, the bracha of brand of fashas maybe would apply to it. Nervas, we took chashivusai, we gave it a chashivas, and we put it up, and we gave it, it's a bracha miuchedes. We gave it ala michya, we gave it ala eitz. But b'chei gav, you don't have enough for this year. So nechnami, you put it down to the lower bracha, and it would, yes, you would starve. Therefore, if you have a half exayis of something which is burning fashis, and half exayis something which is alamichia, being be'etzem on the mezunis, be'etzem burning fashis would apply. Could technically apply. Not vasim. So chashivus, so they put it up. But chay gavim, where you can't make the bracha achreina because you don't have a shear, so we'll put it back down to the burning fashis, and therefore it's going to be starve. Who didn't we have a chatzi zayis with a vlachem and we have a chatzi zayis with a mezainis? So they're also. So they can make alamichya. Same type of svara. Even though that, you know, the past, as chashivusa, we put up that virkus of mazim, but chaygavi can make the virkus of mazim, so therefore the chaygavi make alamichya. Now, so, which is a discussion, is we'll hear some things about it. Let's say you have a half a zayis worth of mezainis and half a zayis worth of ala eitz. Where do you do that? Do you say that the pshat is that batzem the bracha by nefashis? Yeah. It's manashach, and you know, it's both of the achilas and mechayev in the alamichi world. Narvas, they're just two different things. So, and therefore maybe they should be the two different brachas. Therefore, they shouldn't be them. Shouldn't be mitzarev. They should go what? Shivus aminim with a mezainis. So we have a little bit of a problem here. One side has to say is that, okay, you can't make out. We have half a shiv of each. Each one's not mechayev bracha, so maybe it's going to burn the fleshes. The other side has to say that no. The Lamaitz, both of them are mechayev the main gimel. Being that both of them are mechayev main gimel, so therefore maybe You know, maybe they seem to starve the main gimel shabbai. Was that something?
Shmuel's case,
case was you have shivs aminim with a bunch of fashas. So the shivs aminim goes down to the lower one. You have a higher and a lower, so we starve them for the lower. Over here, that's a bunch of fashas doesn't pat alam mechem, right? Nervous, you go on to the lower one, and it's gonna if you have mechayiv. So here, we have two half mechayivim in the main gimel world. No mechayivim in bunch of fashas world. So do we say that we starve them to some type of main gimel world over here? Or do you say that no? Then maybe we should. Or you say no? That lemaisa, both stodim lemaisa, both stodim they're not in mechuyev, and therefore it should go down and should be banner fashas. So the kitzur shulchan aruch, we have the booklets or booklets made it? No, okay. The kitzur shulchan aruch says that it's mitzvah for Bar Nefashos. Shmuel Zalman was mitzvah back and forth. It's sad to say that maybe Ala Michya. Shmuel Shabbos says, like, on the Marukim, says maybe according to Ramosha. Ramosha holds that it's not a palm adding on. So maybe according to Ramosha, maybe it's just add on. Say, and you know, it's not such an issue. Well, nice the kids of the Paskins will be Bar Nefashos again. Paskins, you know, that will be. The halacha they do better fashas. Shivas aminim with no. They have two types of shivas aminim. They're mitzdarf to each other for ala eitz. If they have, because it's a different bracha. It's ala mechia and whatever. If you make ala mechia on the fruit, you know, yitzis, it's two separate brachas. Two types of peiros are mitzdarf. Two types of cookies and cake are mitzdarf. Two types of. On the tzaddik mitzdarf, you would say you just throw on both. That would be the tzad. You know, that would be the tzad shabbai. That's a little bit of a problem. Neither have a shir, so as a pass on it. I may say maybe the whole Malamichi world. They say no, so I bet some two different separate brachas. They don't pat each other. They're totally two separate brachas, totally independent brachas. They can't be mitzvah with each other. If you have two cookies and cake and the chaim, those things are one bracha, they're mitzvah. Here's two different. These are two different. We're talking about the alayis, it's not talking about stam. Yeah. Now, Menegeya Tzir Bracha, so all Mashim staff reveals. Oichel v'shoyt, if you have ochel pachis mikzayis, there's pachim reveals, and mitzvah fin of b'nei fashas. If you have eating and drinking, so that's not mitzvah, it's two different things, the gamri, and they're not going to mitzvah. Just like in Yom Kippur, we find that you're allowed to eat pachas make a shir, so it's mevor over there that achila and shtir are not mitzvah. Sorry, the morning kippur when it says the iser of eating on your kippur, the shir, so achila and shtir are not mitzvah to the shir of then the shir gregris not mitzvah. It's just two separate things. The Gemara says so. We didn't copy over. We're saying achila shtir not mechayev for bracha achrin. And Shartzion points out that maybe you could be mechalek in your kippur over here. Says the Shartzion, hey. Maybe the chavmish mivak. The mitzvah Yom Kippur, mishum kimei ban leisavidai. The mitzvah Yom Kippur, because it's there's no yisavid das. The chachishnei namastafim. The hichas brachinayin shbichalik. Couple meisim. We're passing like that. That achilat shtei are not going to be mitzvah. Now, if somebody has by mashkin, you have half a revius of yain, half a revius of shecher. So the shaila is that going to is that what's that going to be mitzvah? So. Shatzin Dal says, "Chatzi zayis v'yis yain, chatzi v'yis shecher, yesh lain emtzayv ben nefashos." Why? The suffik shem tzayv b'yan lebrecha gzayis brachirila. You have a gzayis of shecher, have a gzayis yain. Says, "I'm suffik. What is going to be tzayv? What's the suffik? Suffik is that could be that yain we saw. Yain needs a bracha. What's the shiva yain? V'yis. Then already you can be chayiv in alagefen." So therefore, we have a little problem over here. If you're mechayim al gafin, you'll make a bracha on the sheikhim. So we're not sure if you have chatzik zayis of yayin, so maybe right there's a chiv alagafen. If there's a chiv alagafen, then the pot is a shaker. So therefore, there'll be no chibar nefashos. If it's just like shaitzin, not sure what to do. Maybe you can't go out and make a. Can't go ahead and make a baron fashion over here because that's the mechayim baron fashion. You're supposed to be making al ha gefen, and therefore there won't be a chayim baron fashion. What?
You know,
sounds like it. So Ramosha, remember when we're in Reish Chas, when the Ramosha, Ramosha says that v'choy roi, Ramosha is very chak shtak ayam, yish lachkar begeder ikar tafel, that is, ikar patters the tafel, so there's no mechayev bracha on the tafel. The pshat is ikar pat as a tafel. It's in him as much as not making bracha on the ikar. It wasn't a shira about the tafel. He's a bracha. If the ikar makes it the mechayev, there is no mechayev of bracha on the tafel. So then, and the chanami, even if you're not going to bracha on the ikar, then the tafel would not be mechayev. So, Marishan Shula says very shtak. The kedra of ikar with tafel is that the ikar goes ahead and pat as the bracha on the tafel. And for some reason, not going to make bracha on the tafel. And the chanami, you'd have to make a bracha on the ikar. Therefore, in this case, have like a half exayas of. Yayin, hafik zayis of sheker, in as much as you can't make a bracha halagafen, so if you're not making a bracha on it, so if he wants to say that that is the ikar does a pat to the tafel, if he does a mechayev to go ahead and make a bracha on the tafel, so therefore you go ahead and make a bracha fashas. Now there is a plan to say, that even if you hold ikar and tafel, normally that's the lumbus, the ikar goes and pat to the tafel. Maybe yayin could be a little bit different than a regular ikar and tafel. A regular ikar and tafel pshat is. The bracha and the ikar goes in, and pat is the tafel. You have a crackers with, you put something on the crackers. So if the crackers are the ikar, so that means that's not pat the tafel. Pshat is that it patters the tafel from the bracha. I mean, dealing with yayin, maybe the lumdus of yayin, that the reason why yayin patters is because like it's the chashivus of the bracha, the shchivus of the machal, and that makes it that it's subordinate to the other thing, that pshat is not mechayiv a bracha. So maybe that's the malach in the shatzin. You know, that over here is different than every ikar tafel. Every ikar tafel, the lumdus is the way it works. That the ikar path is a tafel. Maybe we enjoy yain to chashivusay makes that there will be no bracha on the tafel. Like, but the shatzin wants to leave the tzarchin. You have half a sheker and half a yain. What's going to be chayiv the bracha? Now, if you eat a kazayis mat, if somebody eats a kazayis a little bit of time and shtaber havichlas say, and it took a long time. If you eat from beginning to end, it's more than tichlis pras. It's not going to be stopped. So this is very important halacha. That the pshat is if somebody has you eat pachas mikashir. You don't have the shir gzayis tichlis pras. So then it's not going to be mistaf, and you're not going to make a bracha achreina. The which brings down that calls the daf and shir kzayis of him past svia chivimatari chav avshach ma'amat the kabbalah of the kinyan bay brings down from the primer gadim that if you eat kidei svia pakas bachim mishir about it is a chibur samazin why because lemaisa the mechayiv mach is pesavata you had a svia therefore it's going to be mechayiv so Shein says liberally it's not clear even though you have kidei svia chata maybe lemaisa need a chila. And that's the Pergum says Sarchian. And that's the Pergum says Sarchian. The Maestro Moshe Chu is Machria that if you pocket swap, you never had a Gzais for the Echidah's Pass. And Moshe wants to say that you might see you're not being Machriv. The Maestro will be no Machayev, and you're not being Machriv. Fine. So now, in terms of Gzais, because the Echidah's Pass, you have to have a Gzais. In order to be mechayev in bracha achrona, so this is something you know. Every time you have cookies, kerek, ragalach, you have to know in terms of what's the zman of kedei achilas pras. So in terms of how much is a pras in mechlikas and rishonim, Rashi says 4 beitzim. Ram says pras is going to be 3 beitzim. So we're bringing down shir pras. I learned to every beitzim. He says gimel beitzim, medala beitzim, hacham mstavi to makrif gimel beitzim. So in Darabanan is more noted to say it's mitali in Gimel Beitzim. Now what's make the Echidah's Pras? That's what it means when the person starts eating until the Zman, when the person finishes, it has to be from the Tchis Achila to Sefer Achila, that's mitayich Kedesh Yeres Pras. Now there is a little bit of a need in exactly in terms of is Kedesh Yeres Pras asking about this. Is it going to pass in the Zman Hefsek between Achilah and Achilah, or Tchichis passes from the Tchichis Achilah to the Seif Achilah? Do you have any of the pastures that David Tchichis passes from the Tchichis Achilah to the Seif Achilah? That's definitely the more classical way to understand it. You know, it starts from the beginning of the Seif Achilah. Put that on the side. Second, Kipshutai, when you start chewing, when you taste it, Kipshutai. Is the taste increases, as I considered last week, on the Feed Gimel Mabez, which says pretty clearly that Tchichis passes from, it's a Zman Hefsek in between. That if you don't have, do you have a Gemara Shabbos over here? Or Mishburkhi, okay? I don't have one. What mean? It means that you have this, that as long as I'm chewing, I don't have a break of in between of Kedechis Pass, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 9 minutes, then it's going to be Mitzdar. This is Zman Hefsek in between the Achilles, it's not in the Etzem Shir of the, from the Maisa Achilles, beginning to end of the Achilles. It's
a little bit, it's fine, you see.
Yes, and that's the Mashmoy Satesis. That's not Shmoy Satesis increases. There's in Shulchan Aruch, there seems to be a little bit of a stira. I remember, hey, well, no, we don't have any. In Tafresh Rebeis, second, what's Chazon again? Give me a second, remember again. Rebeis, the Mashmoy Sadavar was, that's Tali from the Chinis Achila to the Seif Achila. That's what it sounded like. It comes to Surim that you go from beginning Achila to end Achila, and that's a Chazon. Then it's Pesach and Taf, Ayin Hey, I think it was. The Mashmoy over there was a little bit that it's Tali in the Zman of the Hefsek. And as much as you know, I'm Hefsek in between, then it's not going to be the problem. So the Rashash and Shabbos Daf Ayin Aleph brings down from, I think it was Beisafraim, that brings down from one of the Achrenim, that Yesh L'chalik between Mitzvahs and Yisurim. That by Yisurim is Tali in Tchiliz Achila, Tzayf Achila. By Mitzvahs is Tali in the Hefsek, the Zman in between them. That that by Isra starts off in the beginning of the and the Mitzvah is telling the Hefsek Zman and Bitiya. Which, if you go like that, they'll answer the student Shacharach and Tavrich based on Mount Yom Kippur. They were telling is telling in the Chiyas Achila Tzef Achila. When it comes to Mitzvahs, is telling the Zman Hefsek in between. The Rosh Hashanah himself and Shabbos Ayin Aleph brings right now like that from Yisham. It brings right now like that Shlokot Torah. Agapanim in the Halakha L'Maaseh world. In Lachal Maisa world, the Magen Avraham over there already in Taf Ayin Hei says Lav Dafka, and that's how Mishaburu goes. And when it says the Hefsek of the Achilles in between, it says Lav Dafka, Havai Tzal of Tchiz Achilles, the Seif Achila, and that's how the Mishaburu brings down Taf Ayin Hei, that's Tzal of Tchiz Achilles, the Seif Achila, and that's definitely more Mekubud Lugam Halach and Klaisal, that's Tzal of Tchiz Achilles, the Seif Achila, Bein Bei Yisurin, Bein by Mitzvahs. Fine. So in terms of how long that is, so the many different shiurim and the achareinim is like, well, how we stick the achilas pass, how quickly it is, and it varies between 2 minutes and 9 minutes, two, three, four, some would say nine. So, mashal mekubal lahiris has been negated in kippur, mashal. What we're trying to do is we're trying to split up the kizayis. We don't want the shiur to be achilas pass. So we're trying to, we know as we're going to chumra, so some services are macro for 9 minutes. That's the most chumra to gashir. And we mafsik in between achilah to achilah 9 minutes. What do you do? You eat whatever pockets we can gashir, whatever, you know, whatever that is. I mean, b'makim chesh yish b'sakana. The kippur is only mutter to eat or drink. It was achilah yish b'sakana. That's be a chashash that you are not going to make it. You're no longer going to be with us after your kippur. You know, that's the only time there's hetter. There seems to be a little bit of an alkapanim. So in Yom Kippur, if somebody has hetter b'makom pikuach nefesh to eat, so we're makomer till nine. You know, we're makomer.
9 minutes.
It just brings out shirim how fast it compresses. We're trying to figure out that's the more chumra. Right, it's a chumra. So why do we go down such situations? So if it's, you know, if the doctors don't think 9 minutes is mespik, why do we go down to a lower shirim? It's b'tor chumra. Or example, let's say somebody, a lady is like a 35th week, or 34th week, let's say, 35th week, and she's starting contractions. And, you know, can't go into labor at that point. So if it's the point that contractions are real contractions, so you see real contractions, it has to be, you know, serious contractions coming on pretty steady, long contractions, not just like small ones, and there'll be a head to go ahead. So we don't want the baby being born over there. So, you know, we go down pretty quickly to a lower share to try to get more liquid before you just drink away to stop the, you know, to stop the baby, being born. So, you know, that case will go down pretty quickly to, you know, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, you know, on that type of situation. If I talk about 9 minutes, is definitely Petur Chumra, but, you know, we start off with 9 minutes and go down the Mokdim Sarah pretty quickly. Now, what is the Ikar Adin? So some say, Ramayshan Shuvah said 3 minutes can do money. Yishimachmeh 3 minutes, some say four, or some say 4 minutes. And L'chachila Shari Machmeh, definitely four. If you don't make it 4 minutes, you don't exactly today tell you 4 minutes, you cannot make a bracha chayna. Well, try to do three. Three would be a little bit better, but you know, we'd let you. So right, we try to be machmir a little bit quicker on Pesach, but three seder. But the machmirim try to be machmir for two. That's a lower share, and you know, mishtadlim. But anyhow, you're eating like two kizaisim, and you know, the share is extremely big. So like,
this would be from when you make the bracha, or in the middle of the meal you eat.
When?
Let's say you make a bracha.
Oh no, it's whenever you talking about brachas amazon. You're talking about. Yeah. It's whenever you eat the share kizais kizdeches pras. Doesn't have to be after. Maitzes better do on maitzes brought down two reasons. One reason is maybe forget. Another reason is because is it sad to say that the only part of sharma, only part is other oichel in the fabric zais. It's not like that. Definitely better do right away, but it's not. For what? For the Xais Lechis Pras? That'd be the other way around. That'd be Mechaivu the bench. Cool. The Dereisa is not going to be Mechaivu. It's the other way around. Being it's the Dereisa, so maybe you have to be Machmer. Not to be Mechaivu in it. You still have to bench. Yeah, now by drinks. Now this is time, and how to figure out the share. If you look at the, I don't remember which is which, I'm saying, but like, this is going back many years ago, looked at the Kentresim, so in terms of what is considered a kibetzah with a bread. So one of the kids' farm said, a regular slice is considered a kibetzah with a bread. A regular, like, middle of a loaf of bread. Like the thick part of it, you know, a regular angel slice, like, with the crust. That's considered, like, the middle, that's considered whatever. The other one said maybe I can eat two of them. So I called up the Zaysa Bracha and I asked him, like, you know, what's the story over here? You know, well, what's the deal with this? So he told me that him, I think it's him and Rav Vanner, that's what it was. So him and Rav Vanner, both Magravei Ashiv. And one of them, Rav Ashiv, said you could count ear holes. And one time he said you can't count the ear holes. So if you don't count the ear holes, then it's a much bigger share. And therefore, that's the reason why the discrepancy in the shiurim, why there's such a big difference between the different. Oh, I have no idea.
Why did you want to be a long time?
I don't know. but I wasn't so good to ask him. But now, which one did? Oh, with the two things. Later, I don't know. It's so right. This is the thing. Is low bar. I was steering Mr. Barua from tough right from over here to. Tough pay vav, whether we would start the air holes. There's a steer in Mr. Brewer in terms of whether the air holes, and a sponge cake. Do you count the air holes? You don't count the air holes. Well, because but in the mats of it is right now, so then that's what the size of a thing is, which is it's really sugas aruchas and menachas and maybe Shabbos Ad Sadek Aleph, things with the chazm and the stapech. Do you down things kamashahu or what it is? There's a steer over here to Tafe Vav. You know, they say the chazanish depends with big ear holes, small ear holes. If it's nicker, then it's a problem. If it's not nicker, then it's going to be okay. And that's going to be a very stark discrepancy in terms of what the share is. Now, it comes to bracha achrena on mashkin, so the three tzadim in terms of what do you do over here. Do you say that share vias, some say it's not a starf. Why? Because if you had a hefsek between, it's not a starf. Revius, the way person does two gulps. Mr. Berger gives you. Midas Darkar is drinking two gulps, so you get two gulps. And as according to this, you drink soda, you never come out, never gonna make a brown fascist, right? You can't drink it so quickly, like take a Coke, like it doesn't, right? What? I'm saying it doesn't go so quickly, you can't couple down, like, you know. What? No, not in a term. It's on Shiravius. Shiravius is two gulps, so you got like boom, boom. And then, you know, if you can't, it's hard to drink soda that quickly, and therefore it would not be mistaken. So the going goes that the shir is Tehillas Pras. The shir shti is Tehillas Pras. And therefore, you get 4 minutes, 9 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever it is. That brings Revius, you get Kedisha Revius. How much is your Revius? You don't done each macha by itself. That's what I'm saying. You don't Revius? Well, let's say you take a cup of water. So how quick you drink a cup of water? You take two. Because the Eretz is, you don't drink Revius at one time. You take two gulps, one, you know. Take two gulps and be very quickly. Therefore, having something like soda. As a guessing, what? A person's thirsty. Take a drink. Take a 2 second break. Okay, that's you want to. That's the shear of a person when a person's thirsty. A person drinks Revius. The person does it pretty quickly 2 times. And I have heard shear and b'shem place. I don't know where they got it from. Saying 30. It's the shear 30 seconds. I'm not familiar exactly where that shear would come from, but I have heard maybe Shem Belsky. Some other American person, they say it's just 3 seconds. I'm not sure exactly how much that comes from, but that's what saying it is. Now we're talking about tea and hot coffee, so the three stadim. There's the share uniquely revius, like we said before, be gulp gulp, which is anageya. Then there's the share of the goyin. The goyin goes that you have kedishah chedes pras. You get your 4 minutes, 9 minutes, spend a quick drink coffee and tea. And then there's a panim iris wants to say that no, over here if you're just drinking it, lamaisa being a dark goy to drink this michael. This is a normal way to drink this michael. You don't drink it quickly. And you drink it slowly, so therefore this is the normal shti on this and this makim. And on second, what? Oh, I forgot to mention the Taz. Yeah, you're right about the Taz. Okay, the Taz says it's talking about whiskey. So, in the gay whiskey, I want to say if you drink less than a shear of Revius, maybe make a bracha achorayna, or make a bracha achorayna. It's like the Taz, because the maisa, the whole vada is like a shear svi, a shear of achila. Whiskey is not dark goy to drink so much, and therefore, Zakta Taz, that maybe unless in a shir, you'll go ahead and make a bracha. Based on this Taz, Harbi Noigim, that when it comes to making Kiddush, Shabbos Day, Masham and Shuv and others, they want to say that just like we find the whiskey, bracha chwini, you make a bracha, pachas, make a shir. So then, when it comes to Kiddush, we see this shir is less. Therefore, whiskey, you only have to make an ounce of whiskey in order to make Kiddush on whiskey. It's a Chassidim Harbi and Nuygen to do that. The Maisa, the Magen Avraham is Chilik on the Taz. He was not like the Taz. The Mishabur Pass is not like the Taz. He's passing like the Magen Avraham. But Oid, there are those who are between Yishchalik and Kiddush, and between even the Taz's word, Yishchalik and Kiddush. And bracha achrayna. Bracha achrayna is for like dana. So maybe whiskey, you have dana. By kiddush, looking for chashiva sakais. Maybe if you don't have a lat, you know, maybe you're nana, but it's a concern in the chashiva sakais. Even by all, Mr. Brewer Paskin is not like the Taz, and says you would need a share. And Kolshkin, Ulai, is Malkin Michalik, and kiddush, and bracha achrayna. Therefore, in the Lipfisher world, in Avada, we do not make Kiddush on whiskey. Look, if you want to have a shear, do it on 3 ounces. Vias, okay. Yeah, Babi Sena Rabim. There are those who are, Sounds like it's a different thing. The Panamiris is saying this is dark, or you drink it slowly. The Taz is saying, you need a shear slowly. You have a via slowly. The Taz is saying that no. So the Valandis. This is a yeah. So Kitzer, what's the Psak? Mishmur says he's machlekes rabba ben apaiskam. This is a tremendous machlekes. Very says machlekes. Make a bracha or not? David says you do it. Chayadim says you don't. Minigal is not to do it. Make a bracha. Anshe Maisa noigim subsev shiyasan. They leave a revia, let it cool down, and they go put down. To do it, Tevotskin, Liba, the Kuyama, Befal, that's a good Sagadesh, Shnia. He likes to Bevadi Nochin, Lasse, Skane. He says, yeah, it's because Allah Khamai is like this. There are people who have a Masaira, not like, Mishmur says, The Iker Din is you do not make a bracha. If you don't have the shear, it might be a nice thing to drink a revias at the end. And that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Definitely those of Masar are not like that. They say Pshem HaKayim Balazim are not like that. Biskarav, Shema Zalman also said he has a Kabbalah, not like that. You know, to make a bracha, even if they drink it, even if they drink it slower, more like the Goyin. You know, they ask the Mishnah Berurah, man, that's sick. You know, this is what my tata did. And, you know, and they're definitely those who have Masar are not like that Mishnah Berurah. So, kids, if you have Masar and not like the Mishnah Berurah, you definitely should be Mamsha like that. Definitely is a lot of people have that Masar. But if you do not have a Masar, then Kipshid is like Mishnah Berurah.
And what? Which
year? Ktechias Pras? Revius? He's saying Unique Kedish Revius very quickly. Coffee tea is Bechal. Yeah, coffee tea is Bechal. It's not relevant. I'm saying not like the one. I think like the guy. I think so. Not that. Fine. Fine. Now, but again, Sugya Barrios, so the Gemara brings down that the eighth exayas Baslim Shira and it came less than a Shira. So the Ishami brings down that if something is a barrier, so there you don't need a Shira. Why doesn't a barrier need a Shira? But Techa Shavusai has a Hashivas to it. Oh no. Share now. That's good. Go to Craig. But Techa Shavusi then doesn't need a share, and pockets make a share. Something is a barrier, then something would not need a share. Now, what's considered a barrier? Huh? Okay, hurry up. So the shayas with the Bavli, Chalik and Shami. Some say that Shami always barrier is Kashivas. Hagam are Saisim, Chalik, and therefore out. Nothing to do with it. We don't have to worry about barrier. Rishonim brings that maybe some machlekes bavi shami. It depends whether you ate everything which is normal to eat, or you didn't eat everything normal to eat. That if you had something and you ate everything normal to eat, then it's called barrier. If you didn't eat everything which is normal to eat, then it would not be considered a barrier. There's another side. It depends only do whether it's normal to eat or not. It's totally pasha. What happened? And as if you ate everything, yeah. If not, not. The Ramah says achol kvoishu. If you take a green menu, let me make a barrier. The Ramah's Paskins, if you take the green menu, it's not considered a barrier. Even if it's something which is not Roy Lach Laklal, it loses Tara's barrier. And as if you take out you don't eat the inside of the plum, it's not considered a barrier, even though it's not Roy Lachal, but therefore it loses Chashivas, and it will not be considered a barrier. That's how the Ramah understands, that's how the Goyin understands. The Goyin understands Shana and the Ramah. The Morgan of Ramah, Rabbi, is not like that. If you eat everything which you ate, which is Roy Lachal, it is considered a barrier. And the Maisa Mitzat Safar Brachas, we're not going to make a bracha. Why? Because it could be Babi's Chalik and Shami. The whole thing about this is this. We're not going to be worried about it, sorry. Babi's Chalik and Shami. Even if you hold the Babi's not Chalik and Shami, but could be it's only considered a barrier if you eat everything. Like the Goyin understood, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah is going to go. Now, the Maisa, somebody has a barrier, it's a Safar Brachas. The Chabad says, you cannot make a bracha. Therefore, you should not eat something which is a barrier, but if they ask me, unless you have a shear. You can't eat barrier if they ask me, unless you have a shear. Therefore, the place can say, anything which is a dover shalom, you have a whole, and anything, like a whole nut, a lot of the seeds, a gragger of a remain, a lot of the nuts, a lot of the seeds, all those things are considered barriers, and therefore, you can't solve involved in solving brachas. Therefore, you should not eat unless you're going to have a shear. A lot of places say even one piece of the orange. The shah is actually a barrier because each one's like a separate thing. And a lot of places say that also. That also will go into together a barrier. And therefore, it's going to be a problem. So what should you do? What you do is if you cut it in half, then it's not considered a barrier. No, that's the place. If you cut it in half, it's not considered a barrier. And it won't be a problem. There's a ben shkai, which wants to say that if you don't eat it all at one time, you eat it two different times. You bite it, eat half, swallow it. And you bite it again, eat, and you swallow it. He says, being that you didn't swallow it as a barrier, it wasn't put all into your mouth at one time, I would say that would not be considered a barrier, and that would not be considered in the... That would not be considered in the Suffolk box. But come on, Allah is a barrier. You're supposed to be machmer, not to go ahead and do it. You should not take in between the two shirim, and you have to be machmer not to take in between the two shear and the two in between the two shear. The hair or I mean, dealing like those seeds, like those garinim and things like that, that have a din of beria. You never eat enough of them, a share of them. It's like impossible. It's like 100 of them, 200 of them. It's not happening. I hear so maybe have it. Well, you're not gonna have 100, 200 of them a day, whatever. Therefore, if you're having things like that, you have to. It's a barrier style, and you have to have. You should drink. Take a cup of water. Take a cup of water or something. Then, to have. Make sure you have a bracha achrayinus. All these things. When you, if you have less than a share, chickpeas, all those things that you're getting yourself into knots and things like that. You're getting yourself involved in the suffer brachas, and if you should have brachas, make a share. Now, but against the base, toyim tapshel, I'll make a bracha. You have a rias. Is machlekes v'shein when toyim is a tapshel? Is it what's called tima that doesn't need a bracha after a rias? Is it talking about when you spit it out, or even when you swallow it? Do you say that it's dafka? Even if you swallow it, you mean that's not b'torah kilo. Therefore, the luck is that you would not go ahead and make a bracha. Or no, if you swallow, you have to make a bracha. And it's only if you go ahead and spit it out. Maestro Mishabrua recommends that if you're swallowing it, you should decide you want to eat it and taste it, because otherwise it's a great safa bracha. And decide you want to eat it, you want to taste it, and you want to enjoy it, and therefore to go ahead and make a bracha. So I guess if you're taking it and spit it out, you do not make a bracha. If you're taking it and swallowing it, what you should do is you should have in mind to the henness limit, and therefore you should go ahead and make a bracha. We mentioned before in Reish Beis or Reish Gemma, whatever it is, that we get a Listerine strip, so the Shaila is a place to come from this sugya. Is that like Tima? And Tima is like Tima, and it's like Tali and the Machlekes Rishayim over here. You're swallowing it, therefore maybe it should be like Tima. And you're getting yourself in the Machlekes. So Berg's going to say that it's different than the case of a Tima where you're swallowing it. Over here, B'chlal, you don't want to swallow it. You probably would rather spit it out. You have nothing to do with it. So therefore, what you're doing is you're swallowing it, just way of getting getting rid of it. When I taste the foods, I want to swallow it. That's part of the tasting. Nervas, yeah, doing b'tor tima, the shayla we make a bracha. But the stream trip says I'm not doing it b'tor tasting it. I don't want to swallow it. Nervas, the only reason I'm swallowing is because it's not polite to spit it out, and or it's easier than spitting it out. And therefore, that's the reason why I'm not spitting it out. Therefore, as that type of tima, the diriyah kol is not something which would be mechayev a bracha. And therefore, he says over there one would not be mechayev a bracha. Okay, we